Bill de Blasio, the frontrunner in the city's mayor's race, has spent his career as a champion for progressive causes, and he's used that profile to his advantage in the race. The Democrat has been leading Republican Joe Loda by nearly 40 points or more, and it's given political observers lots of time to assess the promises de Blasio has made and what kind of mayor he might be should he win the election on Tuesday. Writer and journalist Leslie Savin regularly blogs for The Nation, and she joins us now for Today in Politics. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
So you write that de Blasio, you know, has been popular with progressive New Yorkers who've longed for someone new after 12 years of Mayor Bloomberg, but that de Blasio has said and done some things that indicate he could be a disappointment to progressives. Why do you say that?
Well, he's on many issues, he's taken what are more typical sort of moderate or vacillating positions. For instance, on the very popular pedestrian plazas, which are full of tables and chairs, and in Times Square and Herald Square, he used to be, or he has said, it was just a wild success, and he's a big supporter. And yet, in the second debate, I believe it was with his opponent Joe Loda, he said, "Oh, he has profound concerns about whether we should really block traffic away from those areas." And that was a surprise to everybody. In more famously, perhaps, has not pushed hard on providing affordable housing in the Atlantic Yards project. Affordable housing, of course, has been one of his main initiatives. He says he wants to build 200,000 units of affordable housing in the city in the first 4 years.
He did back Atlantic Yards, saying that it would provide that affordable housing. But the Barclays Arena opened last summer, and those units have yet to be built. So what does that say about him?
That's right. They haven't been built yet, and he's been a little lackadaisical in pushing the developer, Bruce Ratner, to live up to the commitment to build this. And Loda, his opponent, again, said there's one reason, maybe, that he's taken a lot of money from Bruce Ratner, and including Ratner was a co-sponsor of his 50th birthday party. And so he hasn't been pushing hard for it. And when you look, deep down into the underground of New York politics, there's a lot of deals that are made and compromises that are made, and this has always been the case. And I think some people are surprised that de Blasio is one of those people making those deals. But as it turns out, he's one of the better deal makers. I think this has surprised everybody because most people outside of Brooklyn didn't know him very well, and he shot up and he's now a much more skilled politician than the better-known politicians like Christine Quinn or Anthony Weiner, who fell for other reasons, of course. And he shot up over them in the primaries, and now he's going to be the next mayor, from all the looks of it.
There were two articles out this week, one in The Observer and the other one in The New York Times, that were critical of de Blasio's managerial style. And that's been a huge talking point for Joe Loda in his criticism of de Blasio. What do you think voters can expect when it comes to his management style?
I think we will probably be disappointed only if we hold out expectations that he's going to be, some god of equity and he's going to just be the fairest guy in the world, or he's going to be some sort of socialist. No, he's been making deals all along. A New York Magazine quoted a top Democratic strategist who said he's more pragmatic than progressive. Now, I think he's a true progressive. I think his commitments are real and deep. But I think he's learned, as other people have over the years, that you can't enact the goals you might like unless you make compromises and find ways to deal and make trade-offs. Now, I don't think he's going to be a compromiser on the scale of Barack Obama in any way. I don't think he has that urge to compromise like Obama seems to want to bring people together, or at least he has, especially in his first term. I don't think Loda's that de Blasio is like that, but I think he knows, he's realistic, and he knows what he needs to do to get things done.
Leslie Savin is a blogger for The Nation. Thanks so much, Leslie.
Thank you.